Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you, to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation says a U.S. move to suspend visa processing in Mexico to combat the spread of the coronavirus could cause a serious farm labor shortage at a key time for planting and harvesting. AFBF is asking for a tamer solution. AFBF President Zippy Duval says the move to suspend visa processing in Mexico, while understandable, threatens our ability to put food on Americans' tables. Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore.
We're going to be working with USDA, the State Department, certainly, you know, folks in the White House that we can talk to, you know, trying to make sure that the administration understands to let them know about what's going on.
Farm Bureau says USDA Chief Sonny Perdue is aware of the issue and has publicly pledged to work with the State Department to ensure needed H-2A farm workers, that's 258,000 admitted last year, are safely admitted now. AFBF's Duval also urged Perdue in a letter to monitor for possible livestock market manipulation and foreign produce dumping during the crisis. As for direct financial help to producers, including earlier ARC and PLC payments, Dale Moore had this.
We're still trying to figure out what the size of the problem is, what the impact will be. And I want to, from my standpoint, I would think it prudent to make sure we know exactly what the impacts are before we start putting the solution together.
Moore says no one knows yet the full impact on ag of bars, restaurants, and other facilities closing, but he says he has no doubt when ag makes a clear case for added help, Congress and the administration will come through as they have before. Well, the executive secretary for the Oklahoma FFA, Trevor Lucas, has announced to FFA supporters across Oklahoma that the 2020 state FFA convention is canceled on the original dates of April 28th and 29th. Lucas indicates the state FFA is still considering a replacement convention event that would be a pared-down event at the Cox Convention Center or another venue in late May or early June. If we are unable to hold an event in the summer, we will elect state officers digitally and pass out awards at agricultural instructor area meetings. State FFA interscholastics for all non-national qualifying CDE/LDE events for 2020 will also be canceled. This includes all regional, area, and state public speaking, parliamentary procedure, agri-science fair, and STAR contests. None of these events will happen in person until after the CDC guidelines allow. Now on to convention. He says planning a convention of this size and scope requires a lot of planning with hotels, presenters, and staff, many who require deposits well in advance. In the event of a complete cancellation, we will refund when and where we can. We will start reimbursing all Expo booth exhibitors immediately. You've got farm news on Ron.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Video Livestock Auction. With their next sale coming up on Thursday, March 19th, 8 a.m., Dish Network Satellite 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 16,500 head will be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, and almost 8,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know details about when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting. Time for the latest agricultural news here on K101. I'm Casey Shepard, and we're back in just a moment.